Ariana. Okay, good morning, boys and girls. How are you today?
Good.
Good? You look really good. You look very pretty today in your dresses. And you boys handsome. How's school, Grant?
Good.
I miss you, Grant, a lot. Come on down. Come on down. If you want to sit right down here. Come over here, Chandler, right over here. I'm going to tell you a story today that is one of my very favorite stories that my mother used to tell me when I was a little girl. It was from Uncle Arthur's bedtime story. It's called Selfish Sandy. Who can tell me what it means to be selfish? Do you know, Rose?
It means bad or telling on people.
Bad or telling, that's true, but can you think of something else too? How about you, Hector?
Well, it's bad, no. It's keeping stuff to yourself and not sharing with other people.
That's right, keeping stuff to yourself, keeping things to yourself and not sharing at all. And that's what this little boy did. His name was Sandy McFarlane. He was about 8 years old and he had a little brother named Timmy, and Sandy did not like to share. One day when Sandy and Timmy were outside playing in the backyard, they were having a good time, and they had trucks out there and dirt and little men people, and they were playing around. And Sandy turned around and he looked at Timmy, and Timmy was playing with Sandy's toys. And you know what he did? Sandy went like this and hit him right on his leg. Timmy went in screaming and crying, "Mama, Mama, Sandy hit me." And boy, you know what that meant? What did his dad do? He goes, "Sandy, you get up into your room right now and don't you come out until I tell you." So the dad came downstairs and was talking to the mother, and then I said, "You know, Sandy doesn't know how to share at all. We got to do something about that. That is no way to grow up." What happens when you have selfish kids? They grow up to be what?
Boiled brats.
Or selfish adults, sometimes, if parents don't correct that. So dad had a good idea. He goes, "You know, it's going to be Sandy's birthday on Sunday. I have a plan." So you know what he did? He took him to the toy store and he bought him a bunch of things. "Sandy, go out and pick out a few things that you'd like to buy and have." And one of the toys he bought was this really cool Lego set. Chandler, I know you love this, right? It was a cool space shuttle Lego set that had a moon rover. It also has all kinds of fuel injectors, I'm told. And Sandy goes, "Oh, Dad, can I have that? I want that so much." And Dad says, "Sure, you can have that." And then he bought some other toys. Let's see what else. Well, Sandy kind of likes stuffed animals to sleep with, so he got one of these. Rose, you want to hold that for me? And since Sandy was in the eighth grade, he thought he better have some multiplication flashcards, because you have to know your multiplication flashcards, right, Hector? Right. And then one of the things all boys need to have is a basketball. He's like, "Oh, wow. Can I have that basketball?" Dad says, "Sure, Sandy, you can have that. You want to hold that?" And then there are some other things, you know, some Disneyland marbles that are really cool to have. Yeah. He goes, I'd like that too, Dad." And to top it all off, some little candies, because every kid loves candies. Even Uncle Bill loves those. So Dad says, "You know, Sandy, all these toys, I love all these toys too, but you know what? I'm going to buy them for me, not for you. I'm going to buy them for me, and I'll let you share them." And Sandy thought, that is the most silliest thing I have ever heard. You're going to play with Legos, and you're going to play with my marbles from Disneyland and my multiplication cards? And he said, yes, I am. I'll let you borrow them sometime if you'd like. Sandy didn't think much about it. They went home, and Sandy watched his dad put those toys at the top of the closet shelf. And every day when Sandy got ready to go to school, he opened that closet to make sure those toys were still up on the high shelf. And so it came one day, Dad had a great idea. He goes, you know what? I'm going to send out an invitation. Do you know what an invitation is? It looks like this. It's a little card, and in it, it says, you want to hold that part for me, Rose? There, just the envelope. There you go. And it says, dear kids, he sent them out to all the kids in the neighborhood. You are invited to a party. There will be cake and ice cream this Sunday, October 6th. See you there, Mr. McFarland. Do you like cake and ice cream, Hannah?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Do you, Grant? What kind of cake is your favorite?
Probably ice cream cake.
Ice cream. Oh, I get them both, ice cream cake. Well, that's what was going to happen at this party. So on October 6th, Sandy got up. He had a special breakfast because it was his birthday. And he did all his chores, and he ran upstairs to get dressed. And while he was getting dressed, there were 8 little kids from the neighborhood that came to his house. And they were downstairs, and there was cake, and there was ice cream, and the kids were having so much fun. And Sandy was upstairs, and he looked down, and he saw all those kids playing with his toys. He said, stop! You can't play with those. Those are my toys. And the dad said, oh, wait a second, Sandy. You must have forgotten. Those aren't your toys. Those are my toys. I'm just letting you borrow them. Sandy went upstairs, and he was heartbroken. He cried, and he pouted and cried some more. But at the end of the story, it said, you know, Sandy grew up to be a nice kid. He wasn't called Selfish Sandy anymore. He was called Sandy the Lionhearted. Do you know what it means to be lionhearted? To have a big heart and share. It says in the Bible that to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that means that if you want people to be kind to you, you have to be kind to them. If you want people to share with you, you have to what? Share with them. Okay. Thank you for being a good little boys and girls. You can go back to your seat.